This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello and welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, and joining us once again is Matt Munson. Hello, Matt.
Making a habit out of this.
I know, fun. And you know, Katie is not going to be able to join us for the remainder of this season as she finishes baking the children in her stomach.
Twins. Are you guys going to make it without her or what?
It's been tough. The twins will be arriving shortly, and she will be naming it Ryan and Matt, obviously.
Clearly. Because she told us that.
Yeah, well, even if
she first got pregnant.
If she doesn't know if it's two boys or two girls. But either way, I think, obviously, Ryan definitely works with both. I think Matt can work for a girl.
We can find a way.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we'll say that for the sake of, yes, absolutely. Call Matt either way. Welcome. Thank you for joining us at Bachelor Podcast and at @Matt_Munson_. Yeah. Apparently, Matt_Munson was taken.
You know, I follow another guy named Matt Munson. I tried every other way to do it. Somehow, I needed those underscores.
Well, imagine trying.
It makes it kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, imagine trying to find Ryan Jones.
Yeah.
So a lot of people say, "Is that your real name?" Is it? Yes. I promise you, if I were to come up with a fake name, it would be way more exciting than Ryan Jones. My parents were, and love them both, and my mom listens to this, so Mom, I apologize, but could have come up with a better name, knowing that Jones was the last name.
Yeah.
That's, you know, Jones, Smith, all these boring ones. You could have at least come up with, you know, like something, Aloysius or something.
Something sexy.
I mean, a fun story behind it, or even like Wills. Wills is a great name.
Yeah, Wills.
Why couldn't you give me
Wills?
Yeah,
yeah, that would have...
Nope,
you're a Wills fan.
Isn't everybody?
He's your kind of guy. Yeah, you know, I thought, well, we'll get to this later, but I see that he's back on BIP now. I knew he was a big fan favorite, but as soon as the next thing happens, and I mean, I felt like he got forgotten about a little bit.
Yeah, because it's always sort of on to the next thing.
Yeah, but now he's resurging.
He'll be back, and we'll definitely talk about the full cast announced for Bachelor in Paradise, and also week 6 episode, which is the continuation of last week's episode, where last we saw was Hannah saying, "I can't give you this rose."
Big cliffhanger.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And they drew it out for a little bit. He tried to fight to stay, but she was sticking to her guns.
Yeah.
"Are you not listening to me?
Yeah.
You have to go home."
Yeah.
And we all celebrate.
Yeah.
It's a big win. Oh my God, this is great.
In a perfect world, but...
And then he turns
no
around.
No such luck.
Walks back and says, I want to fight for you. And don't think... This was the best part, I think, of the whole thing. And there's so much that was frustrating about this episode, but for him to say, "Don't think I haven't been listening to you this whole time." And the only thing I can think of, you mean 30 seconds ago
when she said,
"Respect my decision and go home"?
Like the other guys have said, you know, every 5 minutes somebody's saying he's full of it. And that's the bottom line. You know, last week I think I might have given him a little too much credit. My categorization for him was alpha. And I think that maybe is like, it makes him sound too interesting. He's just a guy who likes to play mind games, and he's a guy who hates to lose. So you put those two things together, and because again, I think if she were to walk away, which she practically did last night, he then comes crawling back. So some guys just can't accept defeat. So I think that's mainly, you know, his thing. I mean, if she told him, "Okay, you can have it, I'm yours," then he might just say, "You know what? I think I don't want it anymore." You know, I mean, and that is a trait in a lot of, I think, men and women, really.
Sure.
So I think that's what you're dealing with here. My experience on the show was a bunch of alpha males in the same room. That's where the competitive component to this whole thing comes into play. But not everybody is a true alpha. This guy, I think, more is just addicted to competition, hates to lose, and loves to mind people.
There's so much to be frustrated, and I'm glad she used that word, because she's been frustrating dealing with Luke, because, and I said this last week, overall I think she's been a really good bachelorette, and the problem she runs into, and she talked about this a lot during the episode about, oh, frustrated and we can't move forward, and I'm not getting being able to open up with these guys because all this drama comes in. and it's right in front of her. This isn't the case of we see this a lot where it's only stuff in the house and then in front of them it's all happy and, wow, I can't believe that why people are saying this about you. She knows why, and she's talked about it, and she's said it out loud to him and to the guys, yet she allowed him to come back into that room and talk in circles again.
Yeah.
And because he said, I'm going to scream, I can't, and just he was still so fake.
Yeah.
And just saying what he thinks she wanted to hear, and I guess this time it worked because she let him stick around.
Yeah.
And oh, but you don't get a rose, but I want you to stay. She's really getting in her own way here because the rest of the guys that are left, I think, generally seem like good guys.
Good guys, yeah.
And even, and I wish I could remember who said it, but one of the guys said, listen, we all want everyone else to go home.
Yeah, yeah, right, right, right. We want to be the one left standing, sure, yeah.
But you have to be able to coexist, and you have to not be a jerk.
Fine line that everybody's, it's a tightrope act. You want to coexist with the other guys. Some guys just want to coexist. I looked at it as an opportunity that, you know, I'm going to come away with some friends, because only one guy is going to win.
Sure.
So you don't want to alienate yourself and just piss off 29 guys, unless you have absolutely no interest in forming any friendships.
But even then, you still don't have to be a massive
tool. You don't have
tool.
To be a douchebag. Supposed to be an enjoyable experience for everybody. Do you really want to be the guy who's ruining it for everyone? And he seems to just not care about, you know, I think an egomaniac is probably another way to describe him, and just a guy that, like, just a, you know, self-centered dude. And so he's self-serving and doing whatever he needs to do for himself. I think where the guys, definitely, they can't be let off the hook. They need to stop allowing him to consume so much of who they are. If they could find a way to just block him out, and even if that was a collaborative effort, they would make life easier for themselves and for Hannah. And at the end of the day, he's got to go, though. I mean, it's up to Hannah because, you know, it's clear that if he wasn't there, you'd be relieving a lot of the pressure. So she'd be doing herself and everybody else a huge favor. But in the meantime, until she goes through whatever she needs to go through to figure out what she needs to do, the other guys just need to find a way to take a step back, because he's like a soul-sucking, you know.
He's sucking all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah, he's
sure.
Just draining all the energy out of the room, and obviously, you know, she's at a point where she's starting to break down. So,
and you want to talk about creative editing. You know, we thought watching last week's Coming Attractions that someone else did something that, you know, because we heard an apology and we're like, oh my God, did Garrett? And Garrett sort of stepped in it a little bit because he sort of got this ball rolling. But it ends up that
it's him, right?
It's Luke. Yeah. Just because everything having to do with Luke. And then when we see further down the line, her flipping out about sex.
Yeah.
Turns out that was Luke, too.
Yeah, Luke, too, yeah.
Like, every bit of drama has been him and will continue to be going forward. So I just, it's so, so frustrating for someone who has shown the potential, and to see her have to sit down with Chris Harrison and talk about how, well, this might not work. I don't know if this is going to work. Everything you're saying is a problem is
right,
because
right, of him. That's what I'm saying. It all is generated off of him. But I mean, that in that clip, in that preview, you start to wonder too, like, is it killing him that he hasn't had the opportunity to, you know, get as intimate with her as he'd like to at that point? Or is it killing him to know that other guys have gotten further in this,
or might, even just the idea that, because talk about editing all you want, but he's the one that said it.
Yeah.
The wedding bed must be sacred,
and
can't have her sleeping around, and that's not someone I would want to marry. It's like you said those things, so you can talk about, you know, creative editing and producers pushing you in a certain way, but at the end of the day, if you say something,
you said it. Yeah, they're not stringing together
you
your
said
words.
It.
Yeah, right.
And there's just every time I see this dude, I want to break my TV, and it's even worse because she sees it, but she still lets him get away with it.
Yeah.
And I'm so hopeful that everything we saw is sooner rather than later, because we're getting. I mean, that was week six. We're like We're moving along
about four
here.
Five episodes.
Yeah, we're down to what, nine guys now?
Well, let's look at it this way. BIP starts August, like, what was the date again?
I don't know.
I think it's like 3 weeks away.
It's soon.
So one ends and then the other begins.
And the fact that he's still there, not 3 weeks, all this up.
Yeah. It makes you wonder. Like, I would like to think that, you know, we only have another Monday or two with this guy, because he's kind of. I mean, again, it's like you're rubbernecking. Even though part of you is so frustrated, you'd like to turn it off. You're not going to turn it off. You're going to keep watching. You want to see what this guy does next. But I think it would just relieve so much tension and make this whole experience so much more enjoyable for everybody involved if she just got rid of him.
And I do like, again, because she handles most of the things really well, other than when it gets to finally getting rid of Luke, is the cocktail party starts, she's ready to, like, okay, let's shake this out, let's try to open up, and she has a really good conversation with Garrett, and then he sort of lights the fuse, because then he has to go back and call him on his crap again, because he did lie. Now, she did try to sort of defend him by saying, I asked the questions, but Luke also could have just been honest and said, oh, yeah, Hannah asked me about Mike, and so we talked about Mike.
She asked me
about Devin, so we talked about Devin, and he didn't. But when everything started to explode, she came in and was like, enough.
Mm-hmm.
This is just similar to what she did with the two Lukes when she sat them down and said, we're going to talk about this. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't go, it's awesome until...
She can't do it.
Stop with, it's not just Luke, or it's not just you guys thinking about Luke. Like, I realize he's a POS right in front of him, and still doesn't send him home. So it's like awesome to like 99%. And then right when she gets to the edge, she's like, so I'm going to leave you all here the same, and then walk away and expect it all to all of a sudden change, and we're going to focus. And then they all just start fighting again.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough if you're those guys sitting there like, why should we have to deal with this guy just because you want to keep him around? You know? But the mature way to move on, I mean, if anybody continues to allow him to be a problem at this point, after she's basically, that's this whole thing is peaked, right? I mean, nobody now can go back and digress in the sense that, oh, he's getting in my way again, he's a pain in my ass, I this guy is draining this whole situation, you know? You can't do that anymore. She's broken down. It's all come to a head. So we all got to move forward. And the way to do that is just to try to be the bigger man. And, you know, the one that seems to transcend above this, I think, is going to do a lot of favors for himself in her mind. I mean, I think we didn't see much of, I don't know, I almost like, again, the way Mike handles it. Because he sort of minimizes, he acts like, you know, he ignores him like he walked away, right?
Yeah.
In that scene last week. Mm-hmm. Because you just have to, like, if you ignore this guy, maybe he'll just go away. You're fueling his fire. You're giving him too many opportunities to you know, rule the day. Knock it off. Yeah. Diffuse it by it just...
The fact that she said, like, let's focus on yourself.
Yeah,
like,
that's
absolutely right. And I think... You know, at the end, you sort of saw the light go off with a few of these guys, and you had Tyler, Jed, and Garrett basically all saying, like, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right. Like, let's focus on ourselves. And you know, Garrett apologizes, and then Luke, of course, has to make it about him, and he's like, you know what, Garrett? I accept your apology.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much. I'm acknowledging you are apologizing.
Give me a break.
Oh, my God. If you're
smart enough, you see that. You know, those moments are where you say, this guy really is a douchebag.
And that's where, you know? I think you're right, though. I think you need to, you're not going to alert Hannah to anything she doesn't know at this
point. She gets it, yeah.
She's seen it all, but now she has to make her own decision. And I, you know, if you just ignore him, focus on your own thing, and let him self-destruct, because I almost wonder, if you watch that rose ceremony, he was the last rose, and she looked almost pained giving him the rose. Yeah. And I almost wonder if she felt painted in a corner. Like, if I don't give him a rose, are the guys dictating my decisions? Like, do I almost have to stick to my guns and say, I chose to keep him.
That's good insight. Yeah,
you're not going to tell me that it's time for him to go. I'm going to say when it's time for him to go, even though she technically, they don't know this. But she already did send him home and he decided to stay himself. But to what they know is, I don't think she wanted to send the message that, oh, if you all say this guy's got to go, then I'm going to send him away.
I'm still the captain of this whole thing. Captain of the ship, right?
You know, she let go of some nice guys, but I don't think, you know, Devin, Grant, and Kevin. I don't think anybody thought those three were going to be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Back to what we were discussing last week, it might have just been, you know, the process of elimination might have boiled down to, you know, who has been a more significant part of this process up until now. Luke versus those, you know, he might have, those three guys may have been the odd men out, and Luke maybe just by the skin of his teeth got saved, because maybe those other three guys, she knew it wasn't going anywhere. Maybe she never really had any, you know, gained any real traction with them. Whereas if she still has a couple nights with Luke that she's hanging on to, you know, whereas if maybe she never really ever saw anything with those other three, you know, that she probably enjoyed their company, but knew it was ultimately going to end with those three. So maybe it was just, it was time for them to go.
She knew,
and
maybe in her head, she's looking at it saying, I know these three are not going to be
there at the end.
And maybe I know Luke isn't as well, because again, I just sent him home. Yeah. But I have a chance to, as you said, prove I'm still the captain of the ship.
Which
is a great comparison. Uh-huh. And then keep him around one more week. What could go wrong? And, you know, we go from the rose ceremony with her saying, we need to get on the same page. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And they go to Latvia, and we see the guys, they all have a drink, and here we go. And then we're 1 hour and 10 minutes into the episode, and out of nowhere, it's Chris sitting down with Hannah and her saying, like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not confident that, I don't know how anybody gets this to work. And then it turns into the Chris Harrison talk show.
Yeah.
And the rest of the episode is a waste.
I mean, you're not watching this thing to see Chris. I mean, here and there.
That's what I'm saying. Is this turned into a recap show, like a clip show.
I know.
When maybe Latvia doesn't give a lot of stuff to work with.
Maybe.
But come on, guys. You got to give us more than a recap show 6 weeks in.
Yeah. I mean, she's all of a sudden just starting to break down and... we all need to, I guess, take a step back with her and review. And it, like Chris said, how did we get here? I guess.
Which
we've all watched it. Basically, to me, we've spent these last two podcasts talking about Luke. So it's kind of a simple question. I mean, yeah, I did get reminded of the guy who had the girlfriend, which was kind of, and she called him the wrong name, so that was kind of funny.
Yes, were there things in here, because did I still, like an idiot, watch this entire thing?
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I guess if you did as well, you're not an idiot. But, you know, sometimes you hate yourself for watching it, because you keep expecting to get paid off, and they don't.
Right.
There were things in here that were amusing.
Yeah.
And were fun to watch.
Silly stuff.
But you know where those belong? They belong in After the Rose.
Yeah, right.
When everyone's,
That's great to see you again.
Oh, do you remember this?
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're going to get this in another 4 or 5 weeks at the Men Tell All.
You're going
to
show it off.
So why do we need to do it now? So I'd rather see, you know, more good television, maybe some more of the other guys. The last two nights that we've watched it, I mean, even producers are giving this guy... You're the ones that are giving him life, you know? I mean, he might not even care that he's a negative topic of conversation as long as he's a topic of conversation. So, again, people are propping him up by continuing to talk about him and by getting all this screen time. The last two episodes have been dominated. I would have rather than see Chris Harrison again. No offense to Chris, but another hour of maybe getting to know some of these other guys, because I'm starting to forget about all the other dudes that are still there, because it's been Luke constantly. You know, what about learning some more about the other guys? So again, everybody is creating this guy, the attention that this guy's getting. You know what I'm saying? So it's frustrating, but as a viewer, for sure. And obviously she's at her breaking point. She's beyond frustrated. And I don't get the sense that we're moving on, though, anytime soon. I really don't.
Well, and that's the thing. So why don't you give someone else a spotlight? I like that, because we're we're watching the episode last night, and they do a quick cut to Grant, and my girlfriend says, "Who is that? Like, has he been on the show this whole time?
It's
like,
crazy. It's crazy how
is
that
he
happens.
New here?
Yeah.
Do we just are we just dropping people in to screw with the audience that he's not really on the show, right? Like, that's not.
But that's, you know, maybe to an extreme this season, but it happens every year where everybody craves the drama. So, you know, I forget, you know, Rachel actually in a podcast, Rachel Lindsay said something. It was like a two-line, no drama, no. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, if you're not causing a problem, basically, you know, forget about becoming somebody who matters in this whole thing. You know, so if you're not causing a problem, and that's what the viewers want to see. They want the drama. They want the guys and the girls that they love to hate, right? There's a few that they enjoy too, but mainly the ones that you're talking about. I remember even last year, until he became a fan favorite it was always kind of topsy-turvy, but until people started to like him a little bit on BIP, the model last year, everybody at first was like, and he was harmless compared to Luke.
Well, everyone, other than the other psycho.
Yeah, Chad. Yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about
almost
that.
Every person on these shows is pretty, usually harmless.
Pretty harmless. But I mean, the model last year, and he was funny. I can't remember his name. And they compared him to Robbie Hayes. He was the model. They were in a two-on-one together. With the guy who wore the chicken costume, David.
Oh, right. Oh my God! Because then he got in a relationship, and then
the
DMs came
right,
out. And
right, right, right.
Up.
See how fast we forget? It's amazing.
Oh my God!
But he was kind of the one. You know, everybody was like, "Oh, that guy's got to go. I can't stand him." You know, and it's like, that is what. If anybody brings a show up to me, it's usually the guy. I still have people asking me about Waboom. You know what I mean? Like, those are the guys that really leave an impression. It's because I think we have, you know, such an appetite for people who, I mean, it's reality television. That's boring. It never pans out well for anybody. Drama, for good or for bad, always equals more screen time, more attention, and better television. So
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I want, because now Jordan,
thank you.
Yeah,
God.
That's right. I mean, people kind of fell for him in the end, and then there was that whole thing where he found love. So people were pretty happy about
that. That's a great point, because he was a lot like Luke, minus the total psychoness, but he just seemed 100% fake, and he was always putting on the "I'm a model" and this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as he went to Paradise and he let go of being super crazy, and he seemed to be a little vulnerable for once.
Yeah, yeah.
He started to think, "Oh, maybe this is actually a real guy."
Right, right, right.
And every so often, he would let the craziness come out, but you just figured that it was part of his shtick.
Well, I mean, initially, everybody I think goes in with a plan of how they want to be portrayed and how they're going to make that happen.
Yeah, this girl,
exactly. And I don't know that it. I don't know that the majority of the time does it work out for anybody. I guess sometimes it does. You probably know better than I do. But at the end of the day, you're like, oh, I tried that. Then you get your shot at Paradise. And you just say, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to be me. Because, again, we talked about it last week. People like vulnerability. People just like seeing who you really are. They can tell when you're trying to design a character for yourself. So I think you learn your lesson on The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, and then you get not only a second shot at love and paradise, but you get a second shot at just being the guy that people pick to be on the show. Like, we saw who you were, then you got on the show and you had this master plan of how you were going to be perceived. You realized it wasn't going to work out for you, and that your best shot was to just be you. So,
and I think that it's so cliche when we talk, you know, right reasons, drink or whatever. But you, generally speaking, the people who have the most success here, whether the relationships end up working or not, are those people. And
true.
I think that was the biggest thing that got in Ari's way. is Ari had this idea in his mind of how he was supposed to act and like the type of bachelor he was supposed to be and the type of people he was supposed to be with. I think if he would have just – because usually we talk about the contestants. But I think in this case, the reason he is so hated, and I don't use that word lightly, is not just because of the ambush on Becca, which is a whole other
– oh, yeah, yeah.
A whole other conversation.
There was more to it than that is what you're
totally
saying.
Yeah. But it's just that if he would have been honest with himself, he clearly wanted to be with Lauren. Yeah. And if he would have just recognized that or just said, why am I picking the person I'm supposed to be with or the person I'm supposed to pick? As opposed to like, yeah, this girl, Lauren, it's sort of, for lack of a better word, boring. Mm-hmm. But maybe I want boring.
Yeah.
And
maybe I'm a little boring.
Yes. And that's the thing. And I think
and because okay,
he was the race car driving kissing bandit and he was supposed to be a little more exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was a little older for a bachelor. And I think he probably should have just said, you know what? Yeah, this girl, maybe it's not the most riveting television or, you know, might not make the sexiest post show couple.
But people would have respected him if
he would have just realized and bet himself and said, you know what? Yeah, I'm a race car driver, and I'm a little older, and I was the kissing bandit. But, hey, this girl over here who isn't quite as exciting, we're better fit.
It makes more sense.
As opposed to just throwing everything, you know, upside down and, you know, just destroying Becca and turning everybody against you.
Yeah.
I think the contestants are usually the ones that have to face that. You know, we see the people who go through. Like, I don't think – like, Peter – this whole time, we're 6 weeks in, I think Peter's just been a good dude. He has a trouble getting mad at people. He's just like, guys, I just want to talk to her, and like we're having a great time, and he's just always smiling, and I think that's just who he is.
Yeah, and it's a very appealing for her and for everybody else that's watching.
And we talked about it a little last week, but even Jed, for him to be honest and say, yeah, I came on here to further my career, but I met you, and this is an incredible experience, and I want to be in a relationship. I'm here for you now.
Yeah.
And I sort of almost fell over about it, talking
couldn't
about
believe
it.
Couldn't believe he got away with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, originally. But I think you bring up a good point, is he was at least being honest, and he's just sort of being himself.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I'm a musician, and a musician wants to, you know, get on the biggest platinum platform possible. But while I'm here, let me be honest.
I kind of like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luke has never shown any signs of that.
No.
Like, it's all fake. And so whether it's a Luke or every year there's a Luke or multiple Lukes, sometimes named Luke, where you put up this totally fake exterior because you decide this is a long way to get back to where we started, where you decide going in, I'm going to be this guy or I'm going to be this girl.
No, you're better off. Be unapologetically you. And for better or for worse, it will work out.
Yeah, like if you get sent home, you get sent home. But
not to digress even more, but like I really, that was my perspective. I said, I'm just going to be me. And if I got to go home after the first week or something, well, so what? But I was still me. Now, just being me didn't get me much screen time, but I still can look back and say, yeah, I did some silly stuff here and there. But really, I was just, you know, me right through and through. And in the end, it panned out because I got to the end. You know, I mean, I got to closer to the end than a lot of people did by just being me. So, you know, another guy who's had roaring success and didn't never even slept a night in the mansion, I think of Grocery Store Joe.
He is.
Who was unapologetically, once again, himself. And and really, who's had a tremendous amount of fame, and I know he's made money. I mean, he's still, when you see him, he's just, you know, me. Hey, I'm me.
He's a lot like Peter in that every time you saw him, be it the first episode or then in Bachelor in Paradise, even when he was sort of getting it in himself, he sort of always has a smile on his face.
Yeah, just happy-go-lucky. That's what I'm saying. Just happy-go-lucky. I still even remember when he got sent home. The couple interviews they did with him, he was just like laughing in the interview, you know, and
he's just an aw shucks sort of guy, but that's him. He didn't, and like, you can tell
people
when people
that,
go in being like, I'm going to be the Oshkosh.
Yeah, I'm going to be something.
Door. And that gets washed away super quick. Yeah. And
see through it. I think it goes to the credit goes to the viewer. Like, it's not because people are transparent. It's just the viewer is just smart and they can see through people. And, you know, it doesn't take them long to sense when somebody's full of it. And, you know, people are watching closely. They pick up on things and they're just clever, you know. So you're better off. That would be, but again, you could give that piece of advice to anybody who's going to go on one of these shows in the future. But at the end of the day, I think this is always going to be, every year, you're just going to find people who think, I'm going to fall into this type character, or I'm going to go and try to be this way because this is what people want to see. And this is how these guys, you know, did well with the whole thing because they were this way. You're just thinking too much. Just go on there and be you, and people will see that and they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I have no idea who ends up at the end, if someone doesn't end up at the end because they're trying to make it seem like, well, maybe there isn't, and maybe there's someone here that wants to propose, maybe there isn't. But, you know, the people that jump out at me through this process, you know, we talk about Peter and Jed, but also Tyler, who just sort of every time we see him, which because of Luke the last couple weeks hasn't been a ton. But he just seems to be like just a dude.
Yeah.
And so at this point, we're down to 9. If one of those three isn't there at the end, I think it would almost have to be a surprise because, I mean, I guess you can throw Garrett in that situation, but I wonder if he sort of did himself in with the whole, again, lighting the fuse of the latest Luke P. thing. You know, going back and sort of, I don't want to say tattling because he just wanted to confront him about, hey, guess what? Guess who lied again?
Yeah.
But I wonder if that sort of pushes him off to
maybe
the side a little bit.
Puts him on the back burner a little bit. I think now that she's, the way we end that episode is she has her breakdown and you know, questions whether or not she can continue. I think everybody kind of starts fresh now. I think anybody who goes backwards,
let's talk about Luke,
they might be the first one on the chopping block because she's made herself loud and clear now. We need to all move past this the best we can. Ultimately, I think it still is on her to move past this and get rid of him. The other guys need to deal with it better, but still, they're the ones having to deal with it. It's not really fair, but life's not fair. So find a way to get past it, work around it, ignore it, whatever you have to do, but don't throw any more gas on his fire because, again, you're just boosting him up. You're making this thing about him. We're sick of watching him. You're sick of dealing with him. So ignore him and maybe he'll just go away.
You might be forcing, I could be totally off base, but like I said before, maybe you're forcing her to sort of keep him around.
Oh, yeah, just to prove a point. Yeah, I agree.
I make that this was decision.
Yeah, there were two good things you
Not
said.
You.
Two
Only
really
two.
Good things. No,
Only two.
No, there was just
trash.
Real, no, really, that and
I know it's hard to remember.
No. There were two really great. No, I mean, sometimes, you know,
every so often,
you have a new way of spinning this whole thing. And I look at it differently now that I've heard that. And I agree with it. I think for sure she might just need to show that, to take ownership of this whole thing. Like, you guys aren't making the decisions. This is, at the end of the day, and, you know, not to sound selfish, but it is about me. I remember always, as far as Rachel went, like, I just saw it as, get what you came for. Don't, you know, like, there was times where she was, like, giving out the one-on-ones and stuff, and people were like, that's not right. She's messing with people's lives and screwing with their emotions and everything. I'm like, look, it's her show.
Yeah.
She could do what she wants. If she doesn't want to, you know, spend an afternoon with so-and-so, well, then that's just, you know, not...
And you have other times where you can get time and
just make
the most of your time. That's
goes
on
back,
you.
Goes back to what we said, you know, you have to make your own times. You know, I mean, you have to make your own luck. You have to go out of your way. Again, these guys, rather than just sitting in a room and talking about Luke, go in a different room and put together a picnic on the floor with a blanket and some food. I mean, the producers will be glad to help you arrange that. But show that your mind is elsewhere and that you're putting your attention and your focus on something besides him. And I think that will be such a breath of fresh air for her that not only is that going to be like an enjoyable time for the two of you, but she's also going to just, you might shoot right to the top of her list by doing something cool like that. Taking the focus and the attention off of Luke and putting it on something else, something light, something airy, something enjoyable. And that's what these guys, when I say their brains are just being way too consumed by this guy, and they're letting him get the best of them. I know it sucks that she's keeping him around, but there are ways around it. You know, try something else.
Are you kind of surprised, having been in both in the mansion and then on the road with the show, are you kind of surprised that when she was having her breakdown in the apartment or the mansion at first, now she was about to talk with Connor and she's the one that said, excuse me, I need to go take care of this. But that the second time when she went away and could still hear them, that producers didn't sort of, I know they want to capitalize on the Luke thing, but didn't like pull someone from the exterior side and be like, hey, do you want to maybe go check on Hannah to get her away? Again, capitalize on the fireworks where you have it, but almost like give her the opportunity to talk with someone else and move past it a little bit.
Well, in other words, am I surprised that somebody didn't nudge her to do that?
Or nudge one of the guys to do that? Hey,
yeah, right.
Maybe you want to go with Hannah while this is all happening.
No, because I don't remember that happening a lot. You know, I think it was like, if the conversation was ever directed or if the, you know, an idea was sort of just thrown out into the living room, here's what we're going to talk about. I don't remember them ever prompting anybody.
Like, go get Rachel.
Not really.
Or go talk to.
Not really. I mean, again, unless it like, you know, you're going to cut in and steal her. You know what I mean? Because again, that was a little bit of like stirring the pot.
Sure. Where in this case, creating a little bit of controversy.
Yeah. I mean, I just think if the match had been lit and that they were talking about what they figured was going to be one of the biggest focal points of the whole season, might as well just go with it. But, you know, again, I mean, you're all grown men. I mean, these guys, maybe they're not mature enough to think of that. Maybe they're just not, because a lot of them are 26, 24, 28. I mean, maybe, and again, the guy is in there that his instinct is telling him to go get her. His instinct is telling him to set up a little date for the two of them when they can, or making the group date when it comes to their one-on-one time going above and beyond. I know there's a couple guys in there. Maybe they've done it, we just haven't seen it.
Right.
But there's bound to be a couple guys who are going to do that. Maybe now they'll realize it, and whatever idea they had, maybe now it'll come to fruition. But I mean, I know it's not giving these guys too much credit, but at this point, refocus the attention on something else, something that's going to lighten the mood and make her feel better about moving forward in this process. To me, that seems like the logical thing to do. I don't know about you, but
trust me, I've wanted somebody to put in a palate cleanser for a few weeks now.
No kidding,
and I also wonder, is this the first time we've ever had an episode of either franchise, Bachelor or Bachelorette, without a date?
Yeah.
The entire episode, zero dates.
And that's what people watch for, right? I mean,
and it's a little bit of an asterisk because technically it was really only an hour show.
Yeah, right.
Which is The Bachelor's own fault because it was 2 hours long. They, instead of giving us the talk show.
I still don't really get that. I was trying to think, is it like, is this a holiday? Sometimes, you know, that's like an abbreviated thing because there's
no sense.
The NBA finals are over, so it wasn't for that purpose. Yeah, I didn't really get how that randomly got thrown in. I know every year they kind of change the format a little bit, but that was just neither here nor there for me.
If you need to stretch 3 hours into four, where they decide to do a Monday, Tuesday, and want a 2 hours each.
Yeah, right, right.
That's somewhere where you sort of almost expect that, but even then, you always got a date.
Yeah. Yeah, because let's face it, people watch for the drama and for the great, cool, romantic dates that you wish your dates could be like. That's what people watch for, and I just think we've almost, at this point, lost sight of that part, the other half of why we watch. And it's just become all about this, you know, and I mean, I'm sure there's been drama in the past where you're just like, okay, enough's enough.
Right.
But I think we're all on that same page now.
Yeah, this
is just like too much of a good thing. can be really bad too. And that's what it's doing. It's just like kind of watering down and ruining the viewing experience at this point.
And now we're still in Latvia, we think, because the full sit down, the first sit down was in Latvia. The second sit down was at the mansion when they're back in LA. So who knows when they filmed that.
The order of that was all screwed
up.
So
weird.
And even there were definitely some parts where when the camera was on her, Chris was talking, and it was definitely, it was added in after the fact.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did a lot of stuff, ADR. The shot on her, and those words were not what he was saying at that point.
No.
And so the whole thing was so weird.
Nah,
and that's
why I
officially... because it's important what I deem things. It was the worst episode ever of any Bachelor or Bachelorette ever.
Really?
Because there was almost no content.
That's huge.
There were no dates.
For somebody who's watched it for a long time, though, I mean, that says a lot that you're able to pick this one out and say. So, I mean, are they running out of material? I mean,
that's what you wanted. Like, was Latvia that big of a bomb?
Maybe.
And so I wonder, do we pick up in Latvia or do they just fast forward to wherever they went to next?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So coming up next week, hopefully we get to see something, a date, maybe two.
Yeah, right.
You know, gasp.
That would just blow your mind, wouldn't it?
But a show that I know, and so we'll pick up on that and Luke being a big old D-bag next week. But a show that, let's switch to one that everybody loves and one that you had a chance to spend some time on.
Yeah.
That's Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still, you know, I go around and people say, oh, you know, I love it and I have to watch every episode. I can't get enough. And they'll be talking about The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. But I think I'm basically split with the amount of people who come up to me and say, oh, I don't even watch that. I just wait for Paradise. But then you have the other people who say, the second show, I didn't even see that. But I love, so I don't know. I mean, what do you like when it comes down to it? What's your favorite show?
I think for just the fun factor, I think Bachelor in Paradise is probably the best. I think I enjoy The Bachelor just because that's the closest thing I can relate to. Not that I've ever had 30 women fighting over me, but I can.
But you can imagine.
I can more get it exactly. Oh, I imagine it. I can more get into that person's head because you know that is what that's the role I would be in.
Yeah, right. You can relate.
If I were you know 10 years younger and had a six pack, that would be me. I'd be the one fighting through the ladies.
Yeah. Insert.
Whereas
Ryan.
You know it's a little harder to get. You know, into the Bachelorette's head, and because I've never had to deal with guys being just jerks and all that kind of just treating you in ways that makes me want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
But Bachelor in Paradise is just different. I think it's fun, and that's the show I've had the most people mention to me that it's their favorite.
It's the summer show.
Yeah.
I think young people like it more. I think older people are like, maybe they think it's a little too risque, I guess. I don't know, but I think young people have the most fun with that one.
And I think it's more realistic, and I use that
definitely realistic.
And I use it relative to the universe we're in, but it's when you have a bunch of single people together, it's quick. It's
having a summer fling.
You get together real quick. Oh, this isn't working. Okay, you know, but I kind of like that guy over there, that girl over there.
Yeah.
And it moves a lot quicker as opposed to this where it's all focused on one
and it's can be draining. Whereas if this is just, you know, there's a lot more life to it. There's a ton more fun to it.
You have a lot more.
The backdrop is always, you can count on it always being sunny every day and people in bathing suits. And I mean, everybody, I think if they could, would jump into television for an episode of that. You know, who doesn't want to, you know, spend their life on a beach at a resort? So, I mean, I just think that show is much more refreshing. And here we are. I think we're on season...
Oh, geez.
I think it's six, right?
Maybe, because it also depends on if you count the...
six, I think.
Because there was Bachelor Pad first.
Yeah.
And
they did
a couple seasons of Bachelor Pad. And then they went to Paradise. And I've lost count at
this
point.
And I was there when Paradise almost looked like it was going to be no more.
Exactly.
That's what I see. When I see it come on every year in the back of my mind, I'm like, it was almost all over. But anyway.
You were part of a trivia question.
Yeah.
So were you just on the once?
I was just on once.
Okay. And So you chose to go home.
I pretty much chose. Yeah, I'd had enough.
And if you, and, you know, spoiler alert for those that, that follow Matt or don't, you can't go on this time. Because you have yourself a lady friend.
Nah, I'm lucky. I came back and not long after Paradise, I found somebody great. And I did it here, so I didn't have to relocate. So it worked out well for me. The fact that I left was a great decision. But I do see some repeats now.
Yes.
I do see some repeats. I see some people.
You will
people,
not be one of them.
No, I won't be. But I see some people who I was there with a couple of years, summers ago, are going to be there again. Off the top of my head, like Derek, who got engaged
to Taylor.
Yeah.
Looked like they were going to be a thing.
And that didn't work out. And I think she's moved on, and he's trying to move on because he's back in Mexico again. Again, I saw, because I remember Eric, the girl, I think it was Angela that Eric Bigger dated last year, who ended up with the football player from last season of The Bachelorette.
Clay.
That didn't work out. Now Clay's going to be
back.
On. Yeah. Clay will be on BIP.
So we have...
First time on BIP. I don't think he was on last...
No,
yeah.
I don't think so. So we have Kaylin from Colton season, who was Hannah B's big rival, mm-hmm. and sort of their Luke and Luke situation.
Right, right.
Before she was her own she was her own issue before she's been dealing with this.
That's right, yeah.
And then Jane, who you might not remember... because she was only on one episode of Colton season.
Uh-huh.
They've decided to treat her as their version of sort of Grocery Store Joe,
yeah,
I guess.
Could be.
Kevin, who was just eliminated this week from Hannah's season. Sydney, also from Colton season. Annalise, who was on...
Yeah, she's the other one.
Season,
the crier.
She's the one that...
Tears for days.
...got attached, like, right away.
Yeah. And it never seemed to work out.
She'd go on one date and be like, this could be the one.
Yes. Oh. And that's a pretty good impression, because that's basically... the crazy come out pretty quick.
Oh,
and
totally.
It was like, as soon as they kissed, you know.
And this is the left field one. Every year there's one where you're like, really? Chris B., who was on Emily's season. That's back to season 8. And he was on Bachelor Pad.
Okay, wow.
And then Bachelor in Paradise seasons 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's going way back.
Yeah, I knew there was a guy who looked a little older and a little bit. I couldn't place him.
I had to look it up.
But
I'm working off notes here. I'm going through the list. I said, Chris Bukowski, who is that?
Yeah.
And then Katie, who's from Colton's season.
Right.
Who was awesome. Wills, who we already talked about earlier, from Becca's season, also a brief stay in Bachelor in Paradise, and
he was brief last year, right? He didn't really link up with anybody,
and so hopefully we can find him a match here.
Yeah,
Blake from Becca's season, another one who sort of almost got known as the crier.
Blake. I'm
good,
trying
good
to place
looking.
Blake. Yeah.
I mean, they're all good looking, but actually good looking.
Yeah.
But he thought he was going to win. He was 100%.
Yeah.
He was, yes, it's me. And then when it wasn't, did the ugly cry.
Tears.
And,
yeah.
And again, crying is fine, but.
Nothing against crying.
We're not this, like, you can't be masculine. No, but it's the ugly cry that you want to avoid.
Yeah.
There's just ways of doing it.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to cry, make it pretty, right?
Yeah, Blake was not that. And then the drama returns. We have Onyeka and Nicole, who were on Colton season.
Oh, okay.
Who, that was the bullying thing, where Nicole was like, Onyeka bullied me.
Okay,
and
yes,
and then so she tried to get her kicked off for bullying her, but then they both ended up going home. So that's a perfect example of what we're seeing this year. Like, leave it alone.
Just
don't
leave
bring
it alone.
Other people
yeah,
in.
Let it die.
Because if you're going to try to use other people's drama to stay on, it's probably not going to work.
No.
Then Hannah G from Colton season, the Hannah that didn't win, obviously. She's the blonde, long blonde hair.
Yeah.
She was my favorite for a while. Like,
yeah.
I thought she was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. I remember her leaving, actually. I think she got on a train when she left.
That was another blonde. But no, Hannah G got pretty far. She got like to the end.
Okay. And then the girl who was like finished third, I think is.
That's next, Tayshia, who had the first fantasy suite and really only fantasy suite date with Colton and was sort of upset that nothing happened.
Yeah.
She was ready to
Yeah, but I mean,
take it home.
You knew that was a strong possibility with him.
And then he, that was probably a sign of things to come, because then that's when he blew up the whole show after that.
Pretty
he was
much.
Like, I'm all in on not everyone else, on why can't I think of her name, and decided to just. I shouldn't say that, plant his flag, because he didn't. And then
ended
the show.
Well, we still don't know if he did, though.
Right. Well, come on.
He may have.
Come on now. Let's be serious. And then Cam from this season, always being Cam.
Cam, yeah. He's kind of, I don't know. To me, I don't see how he fits in, really.
I imagine he's the one who'll show up, assuming Luke P doesn't end up there, that everyone's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is he going to start rapping again?
Yeah.
And then Clay, who we just talked about from Becca's season. Bibiana from Ari's season. Everybody loves, and for good reason.
Yeah.
She wasn't on your season, right? That was before Ari, so you didn't get...
No, I never.
She's, I mean...
Yeah, but you know what? She caused a little controversy for your boy Peter.
Oh, sure.
Well, I don't know if it was, you know, could have been co-created.
Yes, but that's fine, but she's still... She's just so much fun, and you want to talk about someone that's themselves.
She is fun. She is herself. But did she was there for a little while, but did she really connect with anybody last year?
That was, I think that was the one where the guy actually wanted to continue the relationship, and she was like, if my memory serves, and it doesn't always. But she'll be fun, no matter what.
Fun,
she's
going to
be
she
fun.
She reminds, you know, in a way, she kind of reminds me of Alexis a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just who I think of. I'm sure there's plenty of... You know, maybe Alexis would disagree if I were to say that to her, but like, I don't know, just that when I think of like somebody who's fun, she's, you know, the show's better by having her there. I think of Alexis because I knew she was there for us.
That's just how they are. Like, they're not there to necessarily play a role.
No. They're not going to fit in. Actually, I think they're the types that if producers did try to nudge them in any one direction, they would just say, no, I'm not about it, I'm out of here. You know, so they're themselves, they're allowed to be themselves, and everybody's better off for it.
And then Demi from Colton's season, who we've seen pop up helping with hidden cameras and stuff this year.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that was only for when they were in the mansion, right?
They did it the second time with the group date when they were modeling, and they hired actresses to be their makeup people to try to hit on them.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So, which I took issue with for a couple different reasons, but mainly because when you're talking about transparency, and then you're spying on them.
True, it is kind of.
And then trying to
contradicting
set them up,
yourself a little
like,
bit.
Is that
right?
Really transparent?
That's
if you're
true.
Trying
yeah,
to
a little bit of a hypocrite.
Them?
A little bit of a hypocrite there.
Yeah. Again, I think she's done a great job almost all the time, but that was one where I was like, is that really transparent?
Yeah.
Another
good point by you today.
That's four.
And
yes.
The biggest takeaway, you know, let it be known and let it be said once again. Your least favorite episode ever. The worst episode you've ever watched.
A Bachelor, Bachelorette.
That's huge. You heard it here first.
Bachelor in Paradise. This was so bad.
Wow.
And before I totally tear it down, JPJ, John Paul Jones, is the final person that I have on the initial list.
I love saying his name. If nothing else, I don't know. I hope he's on there just so we could talk about him more.
Because
his name is
great. Because you can't just say John, and you can't even say John Paul. It has to be John Paul Jones at all times. So
I'm sure. I mean, that's fun. I'm surprised they didn't try to shorten it just for time's sake, like JPJ.
Come on, that's there's a football player goes by that. There's no problem. And his name is John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
But this was the worst episode.
Wow.
Of any part of this franchise.
Let it be known. That's
it. Just and I've talked to a couple people this morning, and generally speaking, that seems to be
the consensus.
The consensus. Wow. And again, not that half a dozen people means everyone does. And if you disagree, at Bachelor Podcast on all socials, please let us know.
Mm.
But hopefully we can finally get to the end of this Luke-ness. You know, it's been
cut Luke, and then you may have a shot at bouncing back. Continue on this path, and the rest of the season may be doomed.
It really might.
Is that possible? That maybe just they're going to tank the rest of these next four or five episodes?
Chris had given an interview last week and said, like, we just haven't been able to get any traction. Mm-hmm. And again, the reason is Luke. This isn't a secret. This isn't one of those seasons where you're like, well, we thought so and so would be better. And then, like, she's been fine, but Luke has been stalling this whole process.
He's been her kryptonite. I mean, if anybody's brought her down and brought the whole
But she has to own that. Like, this, at this point, this is her fault for keeping him around.
I agree.
And he's a turd. Don't get me wrong. But at this point, when you've gotten this far and it's that
Cut
clear, you have to own it.
Cut
you have to take
loose,
credit
yeah.
and or blame, whatever, for allowing it to get this far.
For
when
sure.
you've been very clear about, listen, I see all the crap he does.
Yeah. Then what are you going to do about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're literally standing there saying he shouldn't be here, and you're keeping him. So
it's pretty.
We digress.
It's annoying.
The scenes coming forward show us that there's more drama with Luke, and he gets into it with some guys, and then with her. It leads you to believe that she does finally get rid of him, but we've been through that down that road three times now in six episodes. So I'm not just going to assume that he's not the one at the end wanting to propose, because I have a feeling Luke might be the type of person that 6 months from now knocks on her door and wants to propose.
Probably.
Like, he could just be.
I think he's just relentless. Can't, you know, again, like we said last week, can't take an L. Refuses to be, you know, accept defeat. It's more about the game. It's more about winning for him. I think not as much about being with Hannah. And the sooner she realizes that, the sooner we all will be able to enjoy the rest of these next. So you're saying Luke will be in paradise too then?
Well, it depends when he goes.
Yeah.
If he's here all the way to the end, like the last three or four fantasy
suites,
then he's
usually,
not going to go.
Usually that, you know,
it's
going to
be too far gone at that point.
Yeah, like Dean went my year and he was fourth.
Okay, I forgot about
so,
that.
I mean,
so, yeah,
but
maybe,
usually
I guess
once you
still
get
could.
Into that top, like last year, who was the top three guys? None of them went, I can tell you that. But
and so I wonder.
Oh, Blake, did you mention him though? Did you mention Blake from last year? The runner-up is going to be in paradise, right?
Now, though, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, right. But I mean, that usually that initial year, when you're on The Bachelorette, it's just too close.
Sure.
And those top three guys, because they're holding out for The Bachelor too.
That's
so,
the thing, which they don't decide right away, unlike Bachelorette, really quick. But I don't know. I hope that we can get through all the Luke drama early and move on. If we don't, though, yeah, I think we could be staring at a lost season. And the reason why we have to, what seems like maybe no real engagements, and then that's why it's a big story that, oh, he has a ring and he wants to propose, is because there isn't going to be a proposal, is just because we keep getting caught up
derailed,
in the Luke stuff.
Yeah, just
and
by this.
He has the gall to question, you know, her having sex. And I have to imagine if he's even dumb enough, well, we know he's dumb enough to say it, we've seen it, is because to avoid taking the loss, if he realizes, okay, I'm near the end of my rope here, I don't really lose if I send myself home by saying something. Then it's like, I'm not losing, she just can't take my moral high ground.
You know, I think he can spin things.
Well, exactly. So
yeah,
I'm hoping,
pretty easily.
I hope you hope the same thing, that we will be Luke-free after one more week.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Please?
It's getting old.
But Matt, thank you again for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Hopefully you will join us again. I know you're a busy man with not just work, but with your new puppy and your lady friend. So good luck with both of those.
Puppies will wipe you out.
Because
make no mistake about it.
There's nothing harder to get through than a baby puppy that decides.
Puppy potty training.
This
man.
Is my schedule, no matter what you have planned. So
I'm not there's no lazy time for me anymore. I'm on my toes.
But thank you again.
All the time.
And thank you for joining us at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Come and say hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.